The flu shot will not give you the flu. It is a killed virus unless you get the mist. That's the only one that is a live virus. You know, the first day you might have a little tenderness in your arm, maybe a little bit sleepy, but it won't actually give you the flu. If you truly get the flu after you've received the vaccination, like a day or two, you were probably already exposed earlier and your body was incubating the virus and you just happened to get sick right after the shot. It takes about 2 weeks for your body to develop immunity against the flu. So you have about a 2 week period where you're still vulnerable.
What is flu season? Is there a start and stop cycle?
There is. The CDC designates a specific flu season where everyone monitors flu and counts the number of cases, and that actually officially started last week, and it runs through the end of May. That's the official CDC, we monitor flu.
Do the bug and the times of year vary from year to year?
They do, and the viruses don't always read the books, so they don't always follow that exactly. Like H1N1 surprised everyone when it first appeared. It appeared much earlier in the flu season than it's supposed to. And every year it does vary. The CDC likes to get the samples and subtype them to see exactly what is circulating.
If a person didn't get vaccinated, how can they tell if they have the flu as opposed to food poisoning? For example, there's been a big story in the news about a national chicken outbreak related illness recently.
Well, symptoms between flu and food poisoning are really, really different. The flu is really an upper respiratory. Of course, both will have fever. You'll come down with fever, maybe aches and pains, especially with the flu. You'll have more aches and pains, and you'll get upper respiratory. Food poisoning is usually lower. Both will have fever, but with food poisoning, you usually get cramps and diarrhea and maybe vomiting.
I read that the 2012-2013 flu season, there were nearly 3,500 cases reported, and 8 of them resulted in death in northern Kentucky. I didn't know the flu could be that serious.
Flu can be very serious, and last year was a bad flu season. We had record numbers for the northern Kentucky area for both cases and, like you said, you know, sadly, and the number of deaths.
The Northern Kentucky Health Department is offering vaccinations by appointment, and there are dozens of other agencies providing them. Who should be vaccinated, and is it ever too late?
Anyone over the age of 6 months should get vaccinated. Even pregnant women can be vaccinated. Everyone should be vaccinated, again, over the age of 6 months, and it's never too late. Last year, it peaked early, but also January, February, we still had a lot of cases. Some years it peaks in February or March. It only takes 2 weeks to develop immunity, so it's never too late.
You can find out how to get more information about the Northern Kentucky Health Department's flu vaccination program on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Kelly Giesbrecht, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you.